You're listening to SBS News.
Julie Bishop has given her last press conference as Foreign Minister. She quit the role on Sunday after 5 years in the job and more than a decade as the Liberals' deputy leader. But in a surprising turn to last week's leadership crisis, Ms Bishop has defied widespread speculation she would immediately leave Parliament. The Perth MP, who will sit on the backbench as the member for Curtin, has refused to rule out returning to a senior position or even the leadership.
It's far too early for me to even contemplate what I might do, but I will certainly have plenty of time to consider my options and reflect on what has been an extraordinary time. It's been an honour to serve as Deputy of the Liberal Party and as the Foreign Minister of Australia.
When asked about some of the highlights of her career as Foreign Minister, Ms Bishop nominated fighting protectionism and pushing for a strong and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. In doing so, she urged her colleagues to devote a significant part of the country's aid budget to the Pacific. Ms Bishop also warned against following the lead of some of her Conservative colleagues who want Australia to abandon its Paris Agreement climate change targets. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is reportedly resisting the calls because it could harm a free trade deal with Europe. As for her successor, Maurice Payne, Ms Bishop would like her to pursue justice for the families of the 38 Australians killed when Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down over Ukraine.
It was the most emotional moment of my life. So I want to ensure that the people for whom we fought do get justice. As I said, we are shortly to enter negotiations with Russia. I have no doubt that Maurice Payne and the highly professional team at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade will continue the fight for justice. And I do spend some time with the families of the victims of MH17. In fact, I received a text from the Maslin family last Friday from Otis, Mo and Evie, which was pretty emotional.
Ms Bishop's comments followed deposed Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's announcement he will quit federal parliament this week. He's told supporters at an electorate conference that he'll resign on Friday as member for the safe Liberal seat of Wentworth in Sydney's east. A by-election to elect his replacement is likely to happen on the 6th of October, meaning new Prime Minister Scott Morrison will face 2 weeks of federal parliament sittings without the government having a majority. Mr Turnbull's former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has criticised Mr Turnbull for leaving the government vulnerable.
Malcolm had the highest elected office in the land. It comes with a sense of honour, and part of that honour is it should be an honourable position to say, okay, I'm no longer the Prime Minister, but I'm going to spend the last part of this term looking after the people of Wentworth. I'm going to get around and say good day to them. Gosh knows they've given up so much to allow me to be the Prime Minister. This will give me an opportunity to get around. And you leave on the right terms with your electorate and the right terms with your nation.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed his first cabinet meeting in Canberra after its members were sworn in. Mr Morrison's ministry has 41 ministers, 23 of whom will be in cabinet. They've been sworn in at Government House in Canberra by the Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove. Mr Morrison gave each of his ministers a lapel pin of the Australian flag.
I've been wearing this now for many, many years. I can't remember when I first started doing this. The reason I wear it is it because it reminds me every single day whose side I'm on. I'm on the side of the Australian people. That's what I was saying to myself. That's who I think about first, every single day.
In one of his first decisions, Mr Morrison says he won't attend the Pacific Islands Forum in Nauru next week, with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne going instead. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says not sending Australia's Prime Minister to a key Pacific Islands meeting is not a good move.
I would prefer Australia to be a good friend and increased presence in the Pacific. We know that we have cut funding in this area, and we've observed the strategic vacuum developing because of those aid funding cuts. For the Prime Minister not to attend the Pacific Islands Forum, I think is it's an insult to our neighbours, but it's also a serious strategic mistake. It's not good for our national defence to turn our back on our good neighbours.
Mr Morrison's new cabinet includes a number of Liberals who backed Peter Dutton in last week's bitter leadership spill. Key Dutton supporter Stephen Chobo is the new Defence Industry Minister, while Angus Taylor has the new energy portfolio. Matthias Cormann was restored as Finance Minister and Government Leader in the Senate, while Greg Hunt was retained in the Health Ministry. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.